Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Listen carefully. This is the judgment, the law that neutralizes. When I speak of the law throughout this episode, unless otherwise stated, I speak of this law, Amendments 13 and 14 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Set in Isaiah 61, verse 1, there is a statement which says, proclaim liberty to the captives. But also, in speaking of the 14th Amendment, I want you to know that I speak of the citizenship clause. So, the statement in Isaiah 61:1 says, proclaim liberty to the captives. I hear black people speak of the slaves. I also hear seldomly Gentiles speaking of the slaves and the enslavement era. They say things like, when they were slaves, when we were slaves. They say things like, the slaves, this and that. But little or none have I heard, as well as Gentiles, speak of our condition as captives. Yes, we were slaves. but we are still captives. In the Gentiles' view, and in the purview of the law, we are yet captives. I want you to remember that in speaking of the law, I speak of the 13th and 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. And in with the 14th Amendment, I speak of the Citizenship Clause. So remember that. I said at the last time there is a difference in the enslavement and the captivity of black people. The captives were unchained and made citizens. Those who were unchained and made citizens still retained their state, that of being captives. I do not hear much, if any, talk on the Gentiles' captivity of my people, the black people. There is a very loud silence on the matter. Listen to this. The black people had to first be captured and brought into captivity, then trained in the role of servant or slave. The captives were made to perform as slaves. But later, the captives' role as slaves came to an end. They were declared free of their role as slaves by the law. But their condition as captives continues to this day, despite the fact that they are made citizens by the law. Which brings me to this point. We, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, must understand the law. First, you should ask yourself, as I have asked myself, one, how can I say I am free and not a captive when I dwell and was born in a country that is not my own as a result of past evils of the Gentiles, alias white people? How can I say that I am free and not a captive when I am subject to the laws and authorities of that which is foreign to me? The Gentiles, the captors. Three, how can I say that I am free and not a captive when I and my people have been reduced to subjection at the hand of the Gentiles? Four, how can I say I am free and not a captive when I and my people are debased by the law of those who call themselves my enemy, the Gentiles? And five, how can I say that I am free and not a captive when I am restrained by those who have wronged me something terribly? And their actions are overtly against me. In those five things, you have five undeniable evidences of your captivity. And I speak to black people. I will speak on Amendments 13 and 14 of the U.S. Constitution. In this episode called Amendments 13 and 14, the law. But first, I will ask this question. And the question read this again. Isaiah 61 verse 1, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Well, I believe I have another question, the question which I was speaking of, that will come up later. So, proclaim liberty to the captives, and I will define liberty. In defining liberty, I want you to take this test. Keep in mind, this is about black people living in captivity in the lands of the Gentiles. The question is, do those black people have a liberty? Do the people of the Lord, the black people, have liberty? So, let's take the liberty test. The test of liberty. In taking the test defines liberty. We turn to the definition of liberty. Liberty definition number one, freedom from arbitrary or despotic government control. My remark, black people are not free from the unjust cruelty and oppression of the Gentiles. My people, even today, are oppressed. Conclusion, black people do not have liberty. Liberty, definition number two. Freedom from external or foreign rule. Independence. My remark, black people are not free from external or foreign rule. My people are brought into subjection. Conclusion, black people do not have liberty based upon that definition. They do not have liberty based upon the first definition. Liberty, definition number three. Freedom from control, interference, obligation, restriction, hampering conditions, etc. My remark, black people in the lands of their enemies obviously are not free from the control of the Gentiles, based on definition number three. My conclusion, black people do not have liberty. Liberty, definition number four. Freedom from captivity. My remark, if definitions 1, 2, and 3 are not so of black people, then you must agree that definition number 4, which says freedom from captivity, is not so as well. black people are not freed from captivity. Therefore, I find black people do not have liberty. They are not freed from captivity. Basis for my conclusion. According to the above stated definitions of the term liberty, black people, as specified, do not have liberty. Those black people are yet in captivity. Remember, in the preceding episode, I gave to you the test of captivity. Now, I have given to you the test of okay, moving forward. Psalm 107, verse 39, speaks about the captives. Again, they are managed and brought low through, it is written, through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. But I find that black people are brought low by the law. Remember which law I am talking about. I told you from the beginning. So, my people, the black people, the people of the Lord, are brought low. How are they brought low? They are brought low by the law, as I said. They went from being called the people of the Lord. That's who they are, the black people, the captives. They are the people of the Lord, the people belonging to the Lord, who have been brought into subjection. Okay? That's how the captives are brought low. They are brought low by being brought into subjection. Psalm 106, verses 41 through 42 says, they that hated them ruled over them. Act this in mind. These are things that are currently going on. These are the conditions that my people are enduring as I speak. In Psalm 107, verse 39, speaks presently, they are diminished and brought low. That is true of the captives' present state. In Psalm 106, verses 41 through 42, which says, they that hated them rule over them, it's written in the past tense, but it is true in the present, presently. It is presently true. They that hated them, the Gentiles which hated the captives, the people of the Lord, black people. The captors rule over black people. This has brought the black people low. Their enemies also oppressed them, written in the past tense. The captives' enemies oppressed them to this very day. An hour. And they were brought into subjection. Black people, the captives of the Gentiles, were brought into subjection. They have been reduced to subjection. 13th and 14th, the law, the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America reduce the law's people, the black people, to subjection. Things that are presently true with regard to the captives and their captors. Black people, when they were made citizens, and you know how they were made citizens, by the law of the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. Black people, when they were made citizens, were debased. Listen to this carefully. When we were made citizens, we were debased by the law and not elevated, not raised with respect to rank and dignity. Our rank and dignity declined by the law. We were debased and not elevated. We are, the black people that is, are the people of the Lord. The Gentiles deliberately debased the people of the Lord, the black people, when they made them, when they removed the chains and made them citizens. The taking off the chains, which in itself is good, and the being made citizens by the law, debased black people, especially the part of the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. We were debased and not elevated. We were not raised in rank. We were not raised with respect to dignity, but we were debased by the law. The Gentiles deliberately debased the people of the Lord, the black people, when they took off the chains and made them citizens. The people of the Lord were debased by their Gentile captors. These things are hostile acts against the captives. What are these hostile acts? They are, the hostile acts are, one, bringing the black people into subjection, two, bringing the black people low and debasing them, three, oppressing black people, four, restraining black people. These are hostilities, those four things which I just read, bringing black people low, debasing them, oppressing black people, restraining black people. They are hostilities, which mean that the hostilities continue. Psalm 106, verse 43 says, they, speaking of the captives, were brought low by the law. So, the hostilities continue. Therefore, the war, which I spoke of the last time, continues. As a result, there is no peace. The declaration there is no peace, is set in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 21. There is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Act of Amendments 13 and 14 is a neutralizer, get that, kid, against the Lord's people, the black people. And it is counteractive against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, himself. Counteract means to act in opposition to. It means frustrate by contrary action. To make plans, efforts, etc., worthless, or to no avail. This is what frustrate means. To make plans, efforts, etc., worthless, to no avail, defeat. What contrary action done by the Gentiles? The contrary action done by the Gentiles is that of making their enemies, the black captives, citizens. That is a strange and contrary action. I said that the law is a neutralizer. It has neutralized the people of the Lord. Now, neutralize, militarily speaking, means to be put out of action or make incapable of action by the law. Black people, my people, are neutralized. They are put out of action by the law. The great neutralizer, the law of the amendments 13 and 14 of the United States of America, of the Constitution of the United States of America. I read this. Digging deep, I find that the law, you know what this law is now, the law is by and for the Gentiles. It favors the captors. Hear me well. On its face, the law favors the captives. Yet, in another view, it seems to favor both parties, the captors and the captives, in that, on the one hand, black people are unchained and enabled to pass as citizens by the law, though they are not treated as other citizens. On the other hand, the law makes the Gentiles look good. The Gentiles are relieved of responsibility for their slaves. And it seems to indicate, it seems to indicate a ceasing of hostilities. But those things of the Gentiles are not so. the opposite is true. The law is indicative of ongoing hostilities. It indicates the fact that the war is not over. It is ongoing. And remember, the law has neutralized the people of the Lord. So the law is evidence of ongoing hostilities, which again means the war is ongoing and there is no peace. Lastly, these are nine true statements about the law. The law of which I speak is the law of Amendments 13 and 14 of the Constitution of the United States of America. One, the law is evidence of ongoing hostilities. Two, the law is a neutralizer. It has neutralized the people of the Lord. It has put them out of action. Three, the law is counteractive against the Lord and his people. Four, the law has debased black people, the people of the Lord. Five, the law brings black people into subjection. Six, the law is strange and contrary. Seven, the law outlawed slavery in the lands of the Gentiles. Eight, the law caused the captives, the people of the Lord, black people, to pass as citizens of the United States of America. Nine, the law blocks the people of the Lord, black people, from unity, nationhood, independence, autonomy. Conclusion, one, the United States of America is caught with stolen goods, goods belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And the last one here, the United States of America is guilty of stealing from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The United States of America has stolen the people belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Do not forget to join me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And do not forget to visit Lawmasters Archives. Join me next time as the judgment continues.